The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantational, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for Tuesday, July 28th, 2009. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armors, the girl downstairs, and the reason we have a mature audience morning at the top of the show is Uncle Jenna!
Hail and greetings. My intro keeps getting longer. Why?
No, actually, that's the same one as it did last week.
It doesn't have to be that long, and I'm not the reason why there's an adult warning on here.
Sure there is.
No!
As a friendly reminder, if you want to join the mayhem, you can hop onto our in-game chat channel at eq2.guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. And if you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. How are you today, Elvin?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? Doing all right, are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
All right. Well, that's our show for this week. We'll see you next week.
Turkey butt.
We do have some nice announcements to make for this week.
We do?
We do.
About?
About status. Elkman, Jenna, and True Flight have both breached the 2 million status... guild status marker in the Legion of Kithagor, so congratulations, Eloquent Jenna and True Flight.
Oh, come off it. He beat me to it.
Only by like a minute or two.
More like ten minutes.
It was a race to the end, I'm telling you.
Oh.
All I'm seeing across my screen is...
It's been sitting there for like ever, and then you told me, oh, True's getting up there. Oh, frig. So I log in. Oh, yeah, he's... matched me and went just a little bit above me to tempt me and egg me on. So it was like, okay, fine. It's a race. You know, it was like dueling writs. Ding, there goes a writ. Ding, there goes another writ.
Oh, yes.
And he's going to say, oh, the ones that we're doing were quicker and faster. And yes, of course they were. But if I had the same ones, then I would be in the same boat of trying to fight you over the same mobs.
Very true.
So I took the higher road and went to Skyfire. Besides, I like fighting the Nashers anyway. I enjoy killing them. I think they're fun to kill.
Okay, well, congratulations on 2 million hit points. I haven't even hit one yet.
Status points.
Status point, not hit points. God, if you had 2 million hit points.
If I had 2 million hit points, I'd be down kicking Agathon's butt every day, no matter how long it took.
Very true. Status points, not hit points. Matter of fact, let's see here. There you go. You just get another 2,000, what do we call these points? The joke points?
I don't know. We don't use...
Yeah, we don't really use the point system.
Which is mainly for keeping track of...
Crap.
So you can spend them and buy crap when you go do crap with your guildmates.
Hmm? Oh, you mean dragon kill points.
That's exactly what they are.
Well, we're just
using in game.
Well, you know, we're just using them for fun. And you know, we'll do stuff like, hey, call Jethel Sir instead of Jethy. Hey, here's 100 points for you. Hell, we haven't even done that in a while.
No.
Oh well.
Then we get people in and go, well, how do I get points too? It's like, you want some, here you go. That's about as what they're worth.
Yeah.
I don't know what we can do with them.
It's like internet site trading stocks.
What?
You remember before the internet bubble burst? Hey, how do I get stock in your company? Here you go, have some fucking stock.
Yeah, that was about like what it was. Here, have some stock.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's not worth anything, but you can have some.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's really nothing for the .com. Jethy Poo?
Shiver is asking, what about Jethy Poo? Well, Jethy Poo might get you a punch in the face.
What happens if I said it, Jethy Poo?
I would demote you.
There you go, Shiver.
Alright, Xanadai is volunteering to punch Shiver in the face. I say go for it. Let's have an all-out melee in the Legion Hall.
Now, if I stuck my tongue in your ear and said it, it would be Jethy
Poo? Stuck your tongue in my ear, all over here. Anyway.
And Angela Correa sends greetings from Free Realms and Champions Online.
Free Realms. Oh, I hate the Free Realms with their wee beady eyes. No.
What?
I'm kidding as a joke.
I haven't played Free Realms in a while. I need to go back and play.
Kind of like your Farm Town.
I'm doing Farm Town again because I'd like to get to 34, which is the highest that you can get stuff for, and then sit on my laurels and, you know.
Farm Town.
Farm Town. Oh. You know that there's a Farmville, too, that I've tried?
Farmville? Is it the same thing?
Well, it's the same principle. It's more colorful. The animals don't walk around. All I can say is the graphics are more colorful. But it's the same sort of principle. You plant plants and wait for them to grow and harvest them and plow and plant some more. There've been some improvements to Farm Town, which I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
You can plow more than one plot at a time. You can plow up to two.
Oh.
And let's see, what's all the... 2, 4, and... Yeah, 2 and 4. 4 plots, 2 plots, and then single. You can stack your movements, so you can click a bunch of areas that you wanted plowed, and it remembers it, so you can have a lot of it stacked up. Now, the difference between that and Farmville is I could stack even further. I could plow, mark all the areas that I wanted plowed, and then right on top of it, I could mark all the areas I wanted planted.
Hmm.
So I'd go through and plow and then plant. I mean, I just click it all and walk away. But on planting, I can do the same thing. I can mark all the air. I click on all the little plots of land that I want planted, and it stacks up the movements. And I can just kind of walk away and not have to watch me walk around and plant stuff. I like it.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that is our Farm Town segment for the evening. I do want to announce that next week, we're going to be starting a little segment here, and that's getting to know a race. Get to know your race. Next week, we're going to have Draco. God damn it, I can't remember the name of the site. Draco, if you're listening, send me a tell and give me your site. God.
He's an Iskar, isn't he?
Yes, he knows all about Ixars.
Ixars.
So we will be... Let me send him a tell.
So we're going to be educated in Ixar.
Yes, we will be educated upon the thing about Ixar. Let me
see. So are we going to find out if, you know, if we rub their belly, it soothes them or something? Or those things? And if you pull on an Ixar's tail and he loses it, does he grow it back? These are the questions I want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know. I just sent him a tell and asked him to give me the URL for his site. Yeah, we're going to talk about interesting things about Ixars. You know, what makes them tick? What is the general stance on things? And, of course, mating rituals. We have to learn about those.
The tail gets in the way, I'm pretty sure.
It could be.
Shiver says he likes his belly rubbed. And now he's got a couple girls rubbing his belly in the chat channel right now.
Very nice, yes. After that, we're going to try to get Skyheart on the show. She knows all about Fae. She says she knows an awful lot about Arisai, too, so I guess we'll talk Fae and Arisai at the same time.
Oh, might have to get Crema out for that.
And I will be looking for volunteers to come on the show and talk about the other races. I mean, well, humans, I don't think we need to cover humans very much. Yeah.
Humans?
Human.
We'll have to get one on, at least a token human.
You know, we'll find someone for Ratonga and stuff like that.
We got the wood elves covered.
Oh, here we go. Archive of Ick. That's archive of IK dot proboards.com.
Gelflings? Do we need to talk about Gelflings? No.
And of course, Jazern, or Clorny, just Jazern would come on and talk about Sarnax. I just got volunteer for that. So we will try to line up as many races in a row as we can.
Dun, da, da, da.
Yes, we will talk about Ratongas.
Well, you know who we'd have to have on for Ratongas?
Spindle.
And Tosta. Or Tosta.
Well, you know, they play Ratongas, but do they know the lore, is my question.
I think they do.
Okay, we will talk to them about that, and we'll try to get Spindle and Tosta on to talk Ratongas. Not talk like Ratongas, because we know they can do that. We learned from the fanfare.
And they can sing like Ratongas, too.
Yes, and they can sing like the Ratongas, too.
And I don't know, after a few drinks, I think they look like Ratongas, but that's just
I'm not sure about that myself.
Well, Ratongas are cute, so.
Yes. So, you know what? We'll make up lore.
What? Ratongas have a lore. I even actually have a book on their lore.
Oh,
a couple of them.
So yeah, we'll try to get Spindle and Toast on here for Ratongas. Who knows? Maybe we'll get Joskar on for the High Elves.
Okay.
No, I think we'll get.
I think we need two different points of view for the High Elves. I really think so.
Yeah, maybe we can get Femme.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get Femme for the High Elves. Okay. So let's see here. Do we have any notes this week? I have no notes. None whatsoever. So yeah.
I got some notes.
You got something? Alright, well, we're gonna talk about Tinkerfest. I know they covered a lot of it on EQ Tuesday.
Yeah, Tinkerfest.
It's the dawning of the Tinkerfest.
It's starting to calm down as far as people being at Gnome Land Security.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm still out picking up the shiny Tinkerfest cogs. I already got 200, and I'm working on.
Wow.
I have 245. That means I've gotten 45 since I've gotten home, and been sitting here doing this. And I don't know what it is, but yeah, it's been totally cutthroat.
Wow.
You know, I go and find a spot. And I'm not going to tell anybody where I go, because I happen to value where I'm gone, because there's hardly anybody here. And I just hang out in one area and just keep an eyeball. And I pick them up as they show up.
Now, what are you going to do with these cons, though? I mean, from what I've seen, there's unless you have a gnome house you want to build or something like that, I can't really see any...
Well, hon, okay, one, you can buy the animated cogs, which I already told you I'm going to buy another set to put back. Okay? And eventually I will put them on the broker for selling. After this is over, maybe sometime around Christmas.
So
I don't know.
This is about farming for Platt. You're farming the shinies so you can get your cons.
No, I am not farming. I am investing.
You're investing, okay.
I'm investing my time to pick up sparklies to buy clogs to sell later on the broker. Okay. Yes. And then where's that Platt go? Platt usually ends up going into the guild, so do you still say I'm farming?
No, go right ahead.
Okay. Now, as far as the cogs go, after it's down and you can't buy them anymore, then you can use them to craft with. There's a lot of crafted items that need at least one cog to make, and they only make one single item, unlike the ones from Emar and the ones from Night of the Dead, where you end up getting two of the item or something. It's one cog per item. So, anyway, I'm just going to pick up as many as I can, and then when Tinkerfest ends on August 3rd, before that time, I'm going to buy maybe one, maybe two more sets of the animated cogs, because I'm sure those will be in demand later on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will keep a set for movie purposes, but...
Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. Why don't you pick up some moving parts that look like movie reels? So some cogs we can set up as movie reels, and then we can make like an animated logo for you, and we'll have like the animated reel-to-reel camera going, say Elk and Jenna Pictures.
Yeah. I thought it was Mysterious Stranger. You keep wanting me, and then you shove me away, but then you won't let me go all the way. I don't know what's up with you.
Hmm? The hell are you talking about?
You want me to call it Elk and Jenna Productions, so you don't want to be a part of Mysterious Ranger Productions.
Mysterious Ranger Productions presents a story which is sad but true.
But when I went to go try to get my own URL, you didn't want me to do that. You're funny.
Why would you get your own URL? I mean, mine is unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage.
Never mind. Anyway, from fanfare, some people know that we raided the candy chocolates from the EQ2 live quest.
Yes.
There was a lot of candy kisses.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a merce, your merce. You had it full of chocolate.
Yep. Then I transferred it all to a box.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it was all in the merce in Vegas. And I was worried about it becoming a merce filled with just chocolate mess. It actually made it home.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been eating on the chocolate kisses up till yesterday.
Oh, sure. I didn't get a thing after I gave them to you and the boy.
What? They've been sitting on the kitchen counter since you brought them down until the other day we got into them. Not my fault.
Yeah, see how you are.
How?
I know how you are. You're that way. Anyway.
Have you seen this thing that's been supposed to be hitting the markets as of the other day?
What's that?
From UncleMilton.com. It is a Jedi trainer.
Oh, unit. Yeah. That thing that actually reads your mind waves.
Yes, then you can, you know, float the ball.
Read the mind waves.
I want one.
Brainwave activity.
Brainwave activity that floats the ball up the tube.
It's interesting.
I would like to try it.
Okay. You do that. Maybe I shouldn't have sang before the show.
I heard you doing that. What, you wouldn't play with it?
Huh?
You wouldn't play with the Jedi trainer?
Maybe, I guess. You kidding me? You strap that... I know. We'll strap it on the boy and it will hit the floor. It will be sucked through the floor.
I have one of our listeners standing in front of me today.
Oh, who's that?
Lord Flu Flu?
Flu Flu?
Fluey? How would you say that?
Lord Fufui.
He's a kitty. Yep, we're saying it right, I guess.
Fufui.
He's in my spot where I've been picking up clogs.
Clogs?
Or cogs.
You're picking up clogs? That's what we don't want, hon.
Clogs. Anyway, so I was going to say...
What is that Riddick's for?
Going back to being cutthroated since I got all distracted. I'm standing down here and I'm watching the area pretty closely, but people have to run around anyway to see if I've missed anything. It's funny. And then if God forbid one pops next to me, they just try to jump back and grab it, even though I'm standing right next to it. But it's been really kind of it's been terrible. It's been worse up in Gnome Land Security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tried getting a few cogs from there. I gave up after a while.
Well, you were even taking the ones I was trying to get.
Yep, I was even I was ganking you.
You were ganking me. I'm figuring as the week goes on, it will be easier and easier to get more cogs. I mean, it shouldn't take that long.
Cogs.
And also, I've got full sets of the purple shinies. I think quite a few different full sets. I've been looking to trade for at least 10 of the cogs. Maybe I may even do like a deal of 5 or 8 or something. I don't know.
I have been asked to announce, but I'm going to announce it anyway, that the Maiden's Fancies open stage night is starting in just a few moments. So if you have a song, a poem, a little dance you want to do, come on down to Nariac and to the Maiden's Fancy Tier 1 Guild Hall.
Maiden's Fancy.
Have you had a chance to read up on the Delve chat that Zam Network had? Developers chat.
You keep putting an L in there.
Dells.
Dev.
Okay.
Dev.
Devs. Like doves?
Devs.
Like doves?
Devs.
Doves?
Devs.
Aren't they doves?
Okay, Domino, do you want to be called a dove or a dev? I don't know, actually. I think Domino might not mind being called a dove.
But anyway, did you get a chance to read it?
No.
You need to.
No, I don't.
They were talking about armor degrading.
Oh, yeah. No, we definitely don't need that crap.
I mean, I don't know if I'm catching this out of context or what, but if you get, like, level 80 armor and you turn 81... then all your stats decrease. So the older you get, the less the armor is going to be appropriate for you.
You know what, though? The issue is with that is it's already going to be not appropriate for you. So why screw with the stats?
I don't know.
If you're level 80... or whatever. The stuff the stuff is not going to, if you're level 81, or level 90 for crying out loud, and you're hunting level 90 stuff, your level 80 gear is not going to function as you're going to want it to anyway. So what's the point of, bringing the stats down? It's just going to force you to go out and upgrade.
Well, the thing is, I got this shard armor stuff. It's not easy to get.
No, not at all. I mean, I certainly...
And it takes you a long time to complete a full set.
I'll never get a full set of Tier 2. There's just no freaking way.
And as soon as I turn level 81, this is going to become start to degrade to obsolete.
No, I'm thoroughly against it. If they do that, then I'm going to be exceedingly pissed off. And people are going to hear about it right here on Online Gaming Radio.
I mean, I can understand it. You know, gray stuff not being good for you.
Well,
gray stuff
will never work for you at your level. But it's an incredibly bad idea, especially for these people who are going out getting the shard armor. I mean, look at how many hundreds of hours people are putting in getting these sets of shard armor. You tell me when I reach my next level, this stuff goes to crap? No.
Well, it's not going to go to crap all at once. It's just not going to be as good as it was when it was at 80.
No, that's an incredibly bad idea.
Well, then you guys need to get on the forums and find out where this is being talked about. Do a search first. Don't just start a new thread, because I've already been guilty of that. And, you know, put in your 2 cents. Let them know. I'm not looking forward to something like that. I'm really not. Because, you know, we outgrow this stuff normally.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it takes me a whole 10 levels in order for me to get to where I can get the newer stuff that's better for me.
Yep. I have 30 void shards right now. And no level 2, tier 2 stuff yet.
Well, I can make it for you.
So we actually got some good movies the other day.
Which were?
Well, let's see. We got The Watchmen.
Yeah.
And we got Coraline.
And the person who sang that songs was They Might Be Giants.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And the guy who did the voice is the guy who's the PC.
PC.
In the PC commercials, PC versus Mac?
Oh.
It's the PC guy. Didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
But I like that song.
She's Coraline.
Yep.
Well, we just had a Craftsman ding. IOKs in the Legion of Kith Chorus. Now we have levels 19 Craftsmen. So, congratulations for being a Craftsman. There we go. Here's your blink.
Well, we'd already seen both of them in the theater.
Yeah. We tried watching Coraline in 3D at home, and...
The room needed to be darker.
Yeah.
For one.
And with it being, 95 degrees outside, I don't think we're going to close the window.
No, not right now.
Not right now.
And it's going to have to be later when we watch something like that. I like the 3D glasses we got from the theater. I wish that was be work at home.
No, you need a digital signal with those.
Well, why can't we...
Well, we just got an announcement of another ding here. Lyra's Carpenter, Tessaly, I want to say Tessaly, is now level 80 Carpenter. So congratulations, Tessaly.
Aren't you trade skilling lately, too?
Yes, I've actually started doing tinkering, just for the hell of it. Now, Shiver is saying 95 degrees is nothing, try 113. Well, yeah, I understand that, but this is the Northwest. The Northwest really doesn't get above 90, or even 85 for the most part, during the summer. One of the one of the nice things about moving out here from New England. I mean, New England, I'm used to 20 below zero in the winter and, you know, like 110 or so in the summer. And move out here, everything's kind of, you know, kind of mild. And, yeah, I mean, this week, they said on the news this morning, is going to end up being the hottest week in the in recorded history for the Seattle area. So we're not having, you know, a lot of fun with that. But yes, I've been, you know, I've lived in places where it's reached 110, stuff like, and not had air conditioning. Not fun. Not fun at all.
No.
Matter of fact, it's days like that have actually made me go to my boss, you know, wherever I'm working, and ask for an advance. It's like, that's it. I need an AC. Well, you guys didn't have an AC until I moved here.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't really that hot. We squeeched by, you know, with a lot of fans and the wind, and, you know, it only lasted for a couple days. You know, maybe a week at the most. This has been a hot summer for us. Not as bad as getting off the plane in Vegas. My God, I thought I was going to die there for a couple times. It's too hot! And it rains, and it's hot! I don't like heat. Not that much. Well, I wonder... Oh, this last weekend? Was the block party.
Yes. And we didn't get to go.
I think I'd like to go to that next year rather than fanfare.
Oh?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still trying to decide if it was worth it or not. I haven't finished my blog entries. Well, for the cost, I think we got our money's worth out of it, you know, and I think everybody got their credit for their tickets today if you had 10 members. Tim was telling me that he got their credits today. But I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to go to the block party because
it would certainly be a lot cheaper to go to the block party than it would be to fanfare.
Not necessarily. I was looking at prices for hotels. You know, we were looking at least $100, over $100 a night. But you figure if we went down, we'd only be down there for like a couple nights at the most. If that. Because the block party is only one day.
Oh, it's only one day?
Yeah, I believe so. And I really don't have any desire to go over to Comic-Con.
Nah, me neither. I can deal without Comic-Con.
I'm more interested in seeing where they work and the buildings and all that. I'm breaking up again.
You sound okay right now. You were breaking up a little bit. We were going to try the voice chat thing, but I don't know. I don't know if that would do any...
They're saying I'm really breaking up, so I don't know if I should even talk anymore.
Oh, stop.
Well...
You're just looking for an excuse to get out of this show. I don't know what it is about your connection through Skype, but every once in a while...
But I'd like to go to the block party simply because I would like a tour of Sony. I want to see where these guys work. You know, I'm tired of trying to imagine in my mind, okay, in this building, this is where all the developers are at, and over here is these guys, so they don't really talk to each other. Because to me, I think they're all one big happy family and all in one building all the time, but that's not the case, so I need to be educated. And besides, that way I could look around and see if anybody's done my portrait yet. Yes, I'm still looking forward to that. There's a new podcast out. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been out since the 21st. It is podcast 67. Yep. And you guys can get it at station.sony.com /en/podcasts.vm. And I think they're already starting on podcast 68. I have not listened to podcast 67, but the brass is in it.
Hmm.
So, we'll have to listen to that. There's a picture of her sitting at a desk with one of those Free Realm snugglies. She's got a divider next to her. What is it with these snuggly things? You know, the backwards type robes.
Oh, snuggies.
Snuggies. What's it with the snuggies?
I don't know. I don't find them appealing myself.
I know. It's just a blanket. It's like it's a blanket of arms, or you put on your robe backwards.
Hmm. Basically.
You know, what's the deal?
I don't know.
Are they that comfortable and warm or something? I mean, and why is she wearing a snuggie in summer in San Diego?
I have no idea. I wouldn't be.
I don't know either.
Alright. God, it's already 7:30 and it feels like we've been on forever.
Well, you started early.
What else do we have to talk about this week? We did get disturbing news from Great Britain.
And that was?
Let me scroll back up here. Okay, here we go. Sybil, the Downing Street Chief Mouser, has died.
Oh, poor kitty.
The chief mouser to the official royal cabinet office has died. Poor little kitty cat.
Oh.
I actually found it a little amusing that they found that news.
How old was the kitty?
I don't think it actually says how old she was. It just says here, chief mouser to the cabinet office from 2007 to 2008. But that doesn't.
That's not very long. Poor kitty.
Oh, even a picture of her. Let's see. Cat, female, London, England, British, chief mouser to the cabinet office. Employer is Queen Elizabeth II. We have a predecessor. Predecessor was Humphrey.
Humphrey the mouser?
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Not really saying her age.
Hmm. Still, poor kitty.
That little black and white cat.
Hmm. I'm reading in the channel, they're saying that it was freezing when the office was freezing when they did her recording. The AC was messing up.
Oh.
Right now, I would love to be in a freezing room.
Well, your room can't be that bad right now. You have the AC.
I'm still hot down here. I don't know what's the AC.
It's a little warm up here, but I'm sure that's just because I have two computers going right in front of me here.
I'm afraid to kick it up because it'll probably,
blow
the circuit breaker.
Hon, we're trying it on a breaker that's only being used by a couple of items. Remember, we looked at the circuit breaker. It's like, well, let's see. What does that one go to? What about that one? Hey, that one doesn't have a whole lot on it. Maybe we should try the AC on that one. Kick it up, Hon.
I'm being told that you need to update the podcast.
I know. I haven't updated the podcast in about a month.
Oh, hon.
I think the last one that was up was when Spider-Bite was on. Spider-Bite, who apparently likes EQ Tuesday better than us.
Well, maybe he wants back on with us, hon.
Well, I don't know the way he's going.
So when do you think you'll be updating the podcast?
Oh, probably this weekend.
Okay, I will make you. And your fans are happy.
My fans are never happy. They just want more and more and more. What do you people want from me? No.
Just a little piece of you. You know, when you cut your hair, you should have saved it.
Oh, God.
No, I'm serious. I could have made a killing off of that.
Where in Norath is Cheese and Nibble Buns? Tell us the correct answer, and you'll get a lock of my hair.
No, Leon, I could have sold that shit for plat.
Plorny's.
How many out there would have paid me plat for a lock of Jethel Silverwing's hair?
Oddity says, that's creepy.
That's creepy.
Now we're saying that's creepy from a person named Oddity. Angela Coria is sending me tells. We want more. All Jethel, all the time. Oh, God. Lyra saying they're tinkered cubes.
See, now, I could have sold it. I definitely could have sold it.
Maybe for, like, a copper each.
Oh, I'm serious. I probably could have sold it for plat, man. I want a lock of Jethel Silverwing's hair. And what'd you do with it?
It's all thrown away.
Hey, Eric, what'd you do with the trash with his hair in it?
Hey.
You know where it's at?
No using my hair for satanic rituals.
You know where it's at? You do? Really? Can we get it?
Shut up!
Okay. Well, the boy's in with me.
Yeah, huh?
Leave me alone!
Katrina said that she'd buy it if it came with a signed CD.
Ah, see? I'm pretty sure we can work that out, too.
No. This weekend, you know, I saw the weather reports coming up, you know, the hottest week in, you know, Seattle history.
Yeah, I know.
Blah, blah, blah.
You get up and next thing I know,
yep.
All gone. I could have done that.
Well, I did, so there.
Yeah, but maybe I wanted to.
You wanted to cut my hair just so you can make a profit out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Or put it in some kind of a potion?
No. Are you kidding? We already talked about seeing Harry Potter. I just read Deathly Hallows.
What's that? Oh, Deathly Hallows.
Yeah. I don't know where in the heck they're going to think about splitting that one.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll find someplace. It'll be right when you don't want them to.
Well, of course it's going to be a cliffhanger.
Yeah. You're breaking up again.
I can't tell.
I know, that's why I'm telling you. Do you want to try the voice chat thing?
I don't think that's going to help, but sure if you want.
Okay, one second here. I'm going to tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take a music break, then we'll set up the voice chat thing. Let me get some music on here. I'll just throw a bunch of random crap up here. Let's see.
Alright, I'm killing Skype.
Alright. And we will try in-game voice chat. We'll try that. Don't know if it's going to work, but what the hell, we'll give it a shot. So let's see. Throw some music on. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have a brand new song, so we'll go ahead and do that. I re-recorded Troll is the Word, so we'll do that one. Let's see. No, not that one. We'll do that one, and that one, and that one. Okay, so we'll throw up some music here. We're going to take a little bit of a music break, and we'll be back. And we'll also do Where in Norath is Cheese at Nibble Buns in the second hour. So let's see here. So here is my brand new...
his fire to beset.
Countless tiny statues formed by frozen breath. For his love, he made the gods quiver. His roar with thunder will be done. For his love, he cried a frozen river.
Prophecy and power. The stories revealed of Karen and the sleeper and death brought the cries of the townspeople louder and louder.
A tear and a prayer.
The Lord Truth Bringer and his lady fair.
The goddess bound his heart with the thread of gold.
The Truth Bringer left the lady motionless and cold. He had grown with size and power holding. She fell to the powers won. He waits timeless for the world unfolding. She's the vision of his love.
Beat you with a stick. Hey, this is really fun.
Gotta take a drink, and when you're raiding side by side, you're cutting wood and pulling roots while they all fell down and died. Hey, Delma. A bonus tank. You're in the desert, you're in the woods, and the ocean soaking wet. You love to have that dark barred mount drop right in your lap. 500 kills without any loot, I swear he's gonna snap. Hey Delmon, hey Delmon, an autograph for me. I haven't been excited like this since I hit level 3. I remember well, I was fighting a scarecrow and almost wound up dead. You look kinda like him, ratty clothes and a great big melon head. Sun's going down and you're running out of stuff to discuss on your show. You've come a long way, remember back when you were just a noob. And now you've got a song and play it while you broadcast in the nude.
Far away, hungry. soul can do good. Run away, far away, but no evil stays on Griffin wings. Shining city of armored halls, I'm here above, I've seen them all. From high above, I've seen them, can they see me? I'm so scared, this is my new home, my new home. Far from here, shed no skin, no tears, came far away on Griffin wings. Fly across the desert, through the shadow of dark woods, where my heart can cry out, where my soul can do good. Run away, far away, but no evil stays on Griffin.
Can I get with this?
Well, that's not a lot of money.
I know it's not much, but I've got to do something.
Well, let's see what I have in the back. I found some leather here. It's not much, but it's better than what you
Jesus.
Have.
Yeah, I'll take... Oh, hey, dwarf!
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Mine some armor.
Would you like that wrapped up, or are you just going to wear it home?
Oh, I'll take it home, thanks. Well, here you go. Hi!
Armor, huh? Well, what are you doing? Going on a fashion show or something?
No, I'm going to go out hunting.
You?
Yeah.
But you never go hunting.
Yeah, but you know what? Jethro and Elquent are such great heroes and stuff. I wanted to be something, too.
But jeez it! You damn near pooped yourself the other day when a cat came around the corner. And I don't mean a cannon. It was a cat. Little kitty cat.
Oh, but dwarf, I have dreams. I have aspirations. I want to be a hero.
You got a lot of work to do.
I know.
You got to do it day and night.
Did you say day and night? No.
Well, I've been waiting for this thing that hunts everywhere.
Well, maybe you should have thought more about it before you passed up on that bear.
Well, I'm gonna scratch. I'm gonna climb my way up to the top. I'm doing quests, collecting things, and looting chests that drop.
Look at this! You're never gonna kill nothing with this thing!
Oh, I just can't wait for that day!
Oh, jeez, it
does! I'll go out and do that!
Do what?
I'll go run and be there!
But I see what you're
doing! When a dragon comes round!
What a dragon!
I'll go around and get cheered!
Just 1 minute!
A hero, that's it! You'll see one day! When glory and honor comes!
What if a giant comes? Won't you be scared?
No way! I'll lay down my little trap and kite him while he's snared.
But what if you get surrounded by a pack of gnolls?
I'm gonna slash, I'm gonna stab, my blade will take its toll.
Hey, that's one little mouse who's gonna make it, I think.
Oh, I just can't wait for that day.
Uh-huh.
When something happens, I'll be there.
I'll be by your side.
When the crowd will come around, they're all my gum shout and cheer.
But right now, you're too young for all those things.
Yeah, I know. But I just can't wait for that day. Oh, I just can't wait for that day. Oh, I just can't wait for that day.
Okay, let's give this a try here. Now we're on the in-game voice chat. Can you hear me, hon?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see if this does any better. I know the only real problem with this is we have to press a button in order to talk. So, how are you feeling about this? Are you worried? Are you scared? Are you trembling just a little bit?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not.
Okay. You don't sound too excited about the new breaking technology. Broadcasting live. Here we are in game voice chat.
I'm still having to adjust you, okay?
Okay, okay. Alright, so without further ado, it's time for Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns?
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kellethan, or Kinos? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
Okay, folks, this is Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Now, you know, we're playing by way of the guck.ogr channel. Gotta narrow it down, find out where he is, and you could find out where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. And you might earn a t-shirt or a lump of coal or a rubber ducky or something like that. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started in the chat channel there.
Hey, now, we could have... This is gonna work.
No, I'm hearing echo back from me, from your computer. So no, that's not gonna work. Why don't we go ahead and kick up Skype again? Yeah, that's just not gonna work. Let me switch my settings back here. Didn't realize we were gonna be hearing me echo back. That's not gonna work. Recording options, and there. Alright, I'm switched back. I'm just waiting for Elgin to pick up. Try that again. Do-do-do-do. You there, hon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we back to normal again?
Yeah, we're back to normal. We're back through Skype now.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I can hear me going through you.
Yeah, and I can hear you coming back to me, so no, that's just not
gonna work. Did you have your speakers on?
Nope.
I've noticed that happening a lot on when I'm in group or in raid, and I go to say something. I can hear myself on somebody else's, and it's reverberating back, and I just...
Yeah.
Bugs the crap out of me. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know. Happens with some people, doesn't happen with others. I don't know. But anyway, let's get on with Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? No, he is not in Temple Street. He is not in Lava Frost. Nor is he in Everfrost. I mean, in Everstorm. No Everstorm. No Lava Frost. All right. He is not on Delaire. Not on the continent of Delaire. Come on, folks, give me something here. Clarny wants to know if he's in a in his house wearing a smoking jacket. No. Cheez-It is not wearing a smoking jacket. He is not in Steamfront. He is not on the continent of Faedwir. I will say that. Not on Faedwir, which also means Zerzel. He is not in Kellethan. They want to know if he is in Kunark. No, he's not in Kunark.
Can he see gnomes?
I cannot see any gnomes. What is this guy? Nope, not a gnome. No gnomes.
Overrealm?
He is, No, not in the Overrealm. Not in Antonica. There's no such zone as the Ten Tangle.
I think they're talking about Tenebus Tangle.
Yes, I know. Spiderbite, no, he is not in Nectulis. Can he see water? Let me see. I don't see any water. No water. He is not on the island of Mara. He cannot see the sky. I am not seeing the sky. Talk wants to know if he's in Kinos. Not in Kinos. Not in Kinos. You guys haven't even narrowed it down to the continent yet. He may be in Velios. No, he's not in Velios. Thessano wants to know if he's in Neriac. No, he is not in Neriac. No, he is not in Blackborough. Clorny wants to know if he's in Runny Eye. No, he is not in Runny Eye. He is on the Karen continent. It's Karen, isn't it? I think so, anyway. Yes, he is on the continent of Karen. Not in the common lands, that is not on the Karen continent. He is not in Varsoon, nor is he in the Thundering Steppes. Not on the common lands. Common lands is in the Dallaire continent. Is he somewhere where cubes live? No, I don't believe there are any cubes down here. Not in the peat bog, he is not in the caves, he is not in Antonica. We have a winner! We have a winner! Rowan has guessed Splitpaw. And he is in Splitpaw, so congratulations to Rowan. Draco came in a close second. But Rowan did answer Splitpaw first. Sorry, Draco. So, Rowan, just, I don't keep this information, so just send me an in-game mail with your mailing information, and I'll make sure you get, send me a, we have some t-shirts left, so make sure to give me your t-shirt size. And we'll get a t-shirt, maybe even a rubber ducky out to you. And I will make sure that Cheez-It actually autographs the rubber ducky.
And he hasn't?
Some of them went out unsigned.
Ah.
I know. Well, we'll make sure that they get signed. Alright, let's go back to the regular music here. Alrighty. So, congratulations to Rowan. Rowan. Very nice person in real life, actually.
Yeah, her and Hud are great people.
Mm-hmm. Hud was so freaking funny. Celibacy!
I know.
That was funny.
That was funny. Yeah, well, he's a paladin.
Mm-hmm. Paladin, of course, always trying to be, trying to do the noble and honorable thing, and trying to preach celibacy to the NPCs we're trying to get together. No, bad Hud, bad.
That was for the live quest.
That was fun, though. Okay, I'm gonna.
So what with you and tinkering?
Oh God!
How far up are you in tinkering?
25, I think.
That's it.
I'm working on it.
But hun,
it's better than level one.
Are you sure about this? I mean, you and fletching is one thing, but you and little metal parts and things that happen to blow up, I just don't know.
Have you been following my adventures in tinkering in the Claymore channel?
No.
I've been doing stuff like, emoting, from down the street. It's like, damn it, pow! Stuff like that.
All I gotta do is walk in the hall and look at the burnt walls where there's a little explosion. You can see where an explosion happened, I mean, when I was bringing up my tinkering, I blew up a couple times, but nothing like what you're... I'm afraid. Can you let me know when you're going in there to tinker so I can make sure I'm not there?
What's the matter? You don't want to be there for the massive explosion?
No. Did you increase the insurance on the hall, by the way?
Yes, I made sure to put acts of tinkering on our insurance. Costs a lot of money, but our...
And then you wonder why I'm out looking for things to sell for later to make money for the guild hall.
Well.
Okay. Somebody's got to work it.
I just have nothing. Jethel's so poor.
It's because you spend it on fashion.
My keen fashion sense. Yeah. It's more like buying stuff for the, you know, making up the guild hall and stuff.
Which you constantly do.
Mm-hmm. We need... Domino, if you're listening, we need another 100 slots on the guild halls.
No.
Come on. 100 slots on the guild halls. I've got like two rooms that are kind of bare.
There ain't going to do it for the guild halls yet because that holds even more than what the housing does. And they're being nice by adding some more for the housing possibly.
Guild halls! I got two bare rooms.
Yeah, I know, hon.
Oh, well.
Extra 100 on the halls? That would be nice. But they need to come up with some other way. Some other way. Oh, I found out something. The Feriona V statues that you get from going to Fanfare or whatever. You can walk through them.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn was trying to perch on Feriona and she flew right through her.
Nice.
She's figured out a way to get up on top of the entranceway.
Well, I would imagine you'd go up one of the trees and then flitter over.
Don't know. I have no clue. I've tried. I should have Crema come out and try.
I would imagine you climb up one of the trees and onto the memorial in the center and then jump. But what the hell do I know?
I don't know. I have to try it. So why do you want to tinker?
I'm fucking bored.
You used an F word. And you talk about me being bad.
There's no other way to describe it. I'm bored.
Well, tinkering's good for you.
Is it? Is it really?
Well, yeah. You can make a lot of useful things. I mean, like divining rods and feigning death. And I have my wormhole generators. Mm-hmm. Very useful. I need to make a mender bot. There's a... You know, a tinkered cloud. I have call the tinkerer, which means I can call myself to somebody.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool stuff that you can make. Yeah. And the only person that gets to use it is the tinkerer.
Oh, so you can't open up a port for somebody else?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can get around very quickly, but, you know, I have all sorts of gadgets and gizmos to help me do it. Trista wants you to go help her decorate their new tinker room.
Oh, yeah? No problem. I'll be there. Just supply the materials and I'll put it all together.
So do you want me to try building the far back machine, or you want to do it?
Well, I was thinking actually we can just build on the thing I have downstairs.
But that's the generator.
So?
The Farback machine's different.
Okay, well, I believe you still have access to my house, so go for it. Not sure where you're going to put it. I really don't have a... Well, downstairs in my sitting room, I guess.
Yeah. You don't have your studio where you broadcast from anymore. You're sort of roving anymore.
Hmm.
Oh, troll snot fingers. Those are just...
No,
gross.
That's wrong.
It's just wrong.
It's beyond wrong. Oh, I didn't notice this. The maintenance fancy changed the fountain in front of the in their entryway. They must have did it today because it wasn't here when I camped out this morning. It looks nice. It's a statue, one of those Ilirissi statues. The frosted marble statue of the sisterhood.
Yep.
And
I've got both types, the dark one and the light one.
Mm-hmm. And they put purple and red roses in the statue's hands. Looks really nice.
So they have a tribute to Aurelis Marr?
Of course. It's the maiden's fancy. They're not going to have one of Itaruk.
Well, true.
You know what, Trista? That's not a bad idea.
It's too hot for a hot tub. How about just a pool party?
Well, it's not hot in Norath.
No, what about somebody with... I know, but just because it'd be cool. Why about somebody with one of those... Tier 3 guild halls, open up the bottom part and throw a pool party. They have an indoor swimming pool.
Who?
The Tier 3 guilds.
Ah.
They do. They have a bloody lake downstairs.
Yes, I've seen that.
Well.
Okay, so I say next week, the Jethro Silverwing show is going to be brought to you live in the Legion of Kithagor Hall. In the hot tub night. In the hot tub area. So we will have a hot tub night next Tuesday during the show. That's what I say. I'll even move the bartender down there. Just for the show.
You always do.
Always do what?
Move the bartender down.
Do we have him down for the last one?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. But, of course, the spa area is looking different than last time. I'm sure people will like it. Yeah, we even did Frostfell in July with Lyra this weekend.
That was crowded.
It was very crowded. Lyra, if you're going to do something like that again, let's make it a larger house. But, yeah, we had Frostfell in July, and I started up my, an online gaming radio. I can actually, instead of doing the /OGR, you can do a /Jethel, and I have my own private stream. And I was playing all the Frostfell songs and stuff like that during the party.
Yeah! I must have made Lyra happy.
Mm-hmm. So we had a good time. We had people going up and singing Frostfell songs and poems and stuff like that. I think it was a good time. And Lyra was claiming all along that she wasn't a Frostfell elf.
But we know better.
What do you mean we know better?
We know better.
Then what? Oh, that she's not a Frostfell elf.
Right. We have a book.
Yes, but you said that we know better after I said that people are having a good time. I'm like, what?
No, I said we know better. When you said She's not a frost fellow.
Actually, someone said in the channel earlier that she is a Frostville obsessed elf.
That's true too.
So that could be more true than being an actual Frostville elf.
Frostville obsessed elf.
The Frostville obsessed elf. I may have to write a song about that. It's Lyra, the Frostville elf. The Frost Elfius elf, you know. She says,
"Bob, cute little mouse out here."
Who that?
Well, I don't know, but he's cute. He's sort of white, and he's got little red ears and a couple patches on him. He keeps telling me he knows me. Knows me for some event that we did at Windstalker's Village. I told him he's cute. He thought that was funny.
Ah. Okay, so knows us from the Festival of Unity, then. I'm getting tired.
You are.
Yeah. Wow, it was really hot today. I'm a little tired. Now, what do you say we cut out early here?
We are?
Yeah, I think we're just going to go ahead and cut out early. Anyone have any requests for the next hour of music? Just let me know. You have any shout-outs, Sarah Elkin?
Just everybody I know. Hello! Hi, how are you doing?
Woo!
Oh, do you know that Delmont broke his chair today?
Yes, I heard that.
And then he had to sit on a,
milk crate.
Yeah.
Poor.
I wonder what sort Delmont. Of markings was on his butt.
Are you telling me that you're thinking about Delmont's ass?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
And this checkerboard impression on his butt. I mean, milk cartons have that crisscross thing, right?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, then.
He played checkers on his butt, or tic-tac-toe.
If you say so.
Well, the thing that gets me, it was brought up in channel, is if he heard it cracking, why didn't he stand up? Why did he sit there until it went...
Yeah, you know? I would have stood up myself.
But no, he sits there and goes, looks around, and boom!
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yes, and that's... I've given Delmont a new name.
What's that?
Diamond Butt.
Diamond Butt.
Delmont Diamond Butt, yes.
So, is that like calling someone Diamond Jim?
No. Diamond Jim is totally different. Diamond Butt as well.
Diamond Butt.
What's that?
Just remember, next week, we're going to have Draco. Draco on, and he says it'll be the glory of the Ixar. The glory of the Ixar shall be exposed. We're going to be exposing Ixars live on the show.
We are.
Ixar is exposing themselves all over the place.
Doesn't that just... I don't... So?
And, yes, we will have a... Lyra saying that we need a Dark Elf show. Yeah, yeah. We will have Dark Elves and... Elves and High Elves and Half Elves. I'm not looking forward to the Half Elf show. They're just going to get all emo and depressed on us.
Do half elves get an emo?
Actually, if you read the race description on the EQ2 thing, they are pretty emo. Yeah.
I don't think we'd get any Frostfell elves on because one, Frostfell is not until December, and two, I have yet to see any of them be willing to come on as a guest. I mean, Queen Bunny is real hard. Didn't you have hard? I mean,
Actually, Queen Bunny was kind of soft for my... Oh, you're talking something else.
Yes, I am. I already know what you went through with those guys. Making pictures of them again.
But Queen Bunny's a fae.
Yeah. Well, she's still a Frostville elf, right?
Yeah.
Per se? I mean, the other ones are always just too busy dancing and stuff to really talk to you.
Mm. And, of course, while you were hitting on there at FayeBerryMuffins.com, I have scored another coup for the celebrity wing. Queen Emery of Kelithin. Not so much red tape with her. You know, she's, you know, kind of carefree, fancy-free type of gal, and I'm like... You know, and I'm like, Your Majesty, would you mind appearing in my gallery? And she's like, oh, sure, why not? You know, it's kind of fun. And then I scored Queen Krystanos of Nerriac.
Oh, boy.
You would not believe the red tape I had to go through to get her for the gallery. I was strip searched, I tell ya. Strip search, cavity search. Okay, not cavity search, but...
I thought you liked that.
Hey! Watch it. Strip search and cavity search, and I could only...
See, now he keeps going over that same cavity search. I don't know.
I could only draw the portrait I could only draw the portrait while sitting below her, so she had to be above me at all times. I had to shrink her head a little bit. Well, we got her in the gallery. And had a good time. All right. You know, I think we're going to call it a night.
We are?
Yeah, it's a night.
You're going to shoot me. I'm going to start reading the next Twilight book. Eclipse!
Stop with the Twilight!
Why?
Movies so bad that no director wants to do them twice.
Oh, come on. Leave me alone with my books, okay? I'm reading the books. It has nothing to do with the movies.
Vampires don't sparkle!
How do you know?
They don't.
How do you know? Who says?
Every civilization that has a vampire lore...
It could be wrong.
We have yet to see anything from any ancient vampire believing civilization that, oh yes, and when they hit the daylight, they sparkle like glitter. No! They burst into flame!
I still don't see where that is written anywhere except Bram Stoker's.
No, even Stoker's does not say they burst into flame. The Bram Stoker actually says that they're weakened by sunlight.
Okay,
But not...
Well, where are you getting the burst into flame stuff?
Lost Boys.
Ugh. So you're basing vampire lore on Lost Boys.
Some will implode, some will explode, some will go quietly, some go kicking and screaming, but one thing's for sure, they'll all try to take you with them. By the way, we have another movie coming in tomorrow.
What?
I'm not joking. This is the title of the movie. The One-Eyed Snake. Or the One-Eyed Monster.
The One-Eyed Monster.
Let me get to Netflix here.
Has nothing to do with trousers now, is there?
I'm afraid it does, actually.
Oh, my God.
Let me read this.
Is it the One-Eyed Vampire? Trouser Snake? Okay. I don't know.
They have tripped One-Eyed Monster. Let me read this.
Oh, boy.
Adult film stars Ron Jeremy and Veronica Hart...
Oh, jeez!
...reunite in this hilarious homage to horror. Stranded by a storm, the cast and crew of a porn flick fall prey to a vicious killer when Ron Jeremy's dismembered member is possessed by a bloodthirsty alien.
Oh my God. You are scraping the bottom of the barrel as far as movies.
And that will be here tomorrow.
What on earth made you pick that one?
It's just one of those movies that it's so stupid I have to see it for myself.
I think you'd be better off watching Ice Pirates again.
No, no Ice Pirates.
Space herpes.
So what is this member going to do? Run around and beat everybody and leave mushroom marks on him?
I don't know. I have no idea. But we'll have a full report next week after we talk about the glory of Big Stars.
How could you tell? I have a mushroom mark on me. See, lots of people like Ice Pirates.
There is an adult. There is a mature audience warning at the beginning of the show, folks, and there's the reason.
I didn't do anything.
No,
you're
I did
the
that
one
time.
That brought up the trouser snakes or the one-eyed monster.
Oh, we did see Haunting in Connecticut. What did you think of Haunting in Connecticut?
Yeah.
You say eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
It was okay.
It was okay. I liked it.
Maybe jump at one point, didn't it?
I'm not much into shock.
Wasn't there one point I jumped?
Yeah, you jumped at one point.
I was like, ah!
The Haunting in Connecticut. I thought it was
okay.
Pretty good. I haven't seen a horror movie touch on ectoplasm in a long time.
Well.
Besides, you know, well,
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters doesn't really count.
Oh, slime.
He slimed me.
He slimed me! A slime!
Slime. In session 9. It was okay. But I knew it wasn't going to be great when I saw it was produced by the USA Network. Of course, I didn't know that before we got it. It was
interesting. It was like, where did you get this?
Yeah.
What's the other one I want to see with the little doll guy?
The what?
With the little doll.
Doll. There's
something
a lot
about him being number 9 or something?
Oh, it's just called 9.
Okay.
That's going to be coming out in theaters later this year, I think.
Oh, it's not even out of August. That was one of those we missed. Oh, did you check out the trailer teaser for Alice in Wonderland?
I have. It looks
one
interesting.
One for Tim Burton? And now, okay, I understand why you thought that was River Phoenix.
No, not River Phoenix. River Phoenix is dead. Joaquin Phoenix,
now, okay.
Doesn't Johnny Depp, dressed up like the Mad Hatter, look like Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, if you look at the picture of the Mad Hatter and then Joaquin Phoenix, I saw it. But when you watch the trailer and as soon as he opens his mouth, you know who that is.
Oh, well, the voice. Yeah, he doesn't sound like Joaquin Phoenix. He just looks like him. But yeah.
But then he doesn't look like Johnny Depp at all whatsoever. And I do not have any idea what or who he's brought together to create this character. Because that's one thing I love about Johnny Depp is he always ends up pulling from other sources to create a character, to create the persona of the character.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't just Johnny Depp playing this character. It's a whole different personality that he's developed for this thing. It's just like, wow.
Mm-hmm. So yes, 9 is coming out, 9/9/9, September 9th.
Okay.
Kind of like the Legion of Kithacorp was formed, 666.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Elijah Woods, too. Elijah Woods.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks
like
a little freaky.
I can see that. Okay, so looking forward to 9 and Alice in Wonderland.
That is not till next year.
Oh, well.
I don't think there's anything else coming out this year.
Well, not that we've seen that we're interested in, anyway.
No, not yet. And of course, there's a new Tron movie.
Oh, there is? They're remaking Tron?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Well, when they first put out Tron, I mean, computers were in its infancy. In their infancy. And just think what they could do
now. Not in their infancy. When Tron came out, home computers were in their infancy.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Like, back in the time of the Tandy 99/4A. I had one of those.
I always thought the ending a conversation, end of line, was always funny.
Mm-hmm. End of line.
End of line.
Okay, that's it.
What? What's it?
Oh, we're gonna stop.
We are?
Yeah, Now we're just rambling.
Rar?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
oh, wait a minute. Did you open your LON cards for this month?
Oh, no. Let me see.
You need to.
Let me see if I can actually open anything here. Most of the time,
might crash.
Most of the time, the mouse overs just go off screen. So, let me see.
I opened mine.
Yeah, do you get anything?
And I wish, well, I wish I could trade. I got the fiery.
That's right. Yeah, you got the horse.
I already have the horse from the rhyme that's fast. And the fiery mount's okay, but I mean, for the first time ever, I really just wish I could give it to somebody who needed it.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd rather it had the bunny hat.
Oh, well. Okay, so let's see here.
See if you can open it or will it crash?
So what am I going to? Collection manager? Deck builder?
Should be in collection manager. I mean, it should show up on screen if you've already opened it, or haven't opened it yet. Yep, Lear's got one of those snow bunny helms.
I got nothing. I have not received anything in, like, forever.
You're kidding.
Nope, nothing.
Has anybody got one of those fiery mounts from the latest, card set of loot? Wonder what it would look like if I was sitting on it. I am not bringing it in yet. So he's got the snow bunny hat. I want the snow bunny hat. Dalar saying he hasn't gotten new cards in a while either.
Nope.
I know that when I go in, there didn't get any packs either. They got the 5 to claim from the fanfare scenario, if I ever play it. I've got the scenario, but I haven't played it yet.
Hmm. No, I haven't received anything new in a long time. So, oh well.
Huh. I'll have to try playing the scenario then. I'm not very good at it. Oh. But I'll try. Okay,
well, that's it for the Death of Civilian show this week. I want to give a shout out to Draco, who is going to be joining us next week. The guys and ladies over at the Maiden's Fancy. The Legion of Kithacor, of course. Folks at the Claymore Coalition. And other people. Alright, folks, that's it.
Episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibble Buns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 badgers, 2 giant rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.